Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got I've never said this before.
Oh.
We've done some exciting shows in the past, but we've got an exciting show for you. Exciting. I'm excited about the exciting show.
And so listen up, right? And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well, we are the Fanatic Organics, Alive and Well, and we have all the magnificent Alive and Well organic herb products, proteins, vitamins, nutrition, combinations, every conceivable form, without the chemicals, without the additives, without the poisons. We don't let them in. And we are hand in hand with the broth, Cathay, the magnificent organic broth. And it's a broad spectrum term. Broth is broad spectrum of all the wonderful organic foods, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love to have, you want to have some wild fish, you want to have organic chicken, organic meats, all of those things are there, and the organic vegetable from the local organic farmers every day brought in, and in every conceivable manner, all of that is there at the Broth Cafe.
And we have such organic chefs in the kitchen, and the waiters, the waitresses. Everybody is so full of life. It's wonderful for me, walking around the store and supervising everything. But you see the joy that's on the faces of the kids who work with us.
Absolutely.
You know, and everybody's building health.
That is right.
Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Pick back your health. That's
indeed.
Right. That's our key, one of our key phrases. And how one of the great ways to do that is the power of the vortex.
Power of the vortex, and you're a vortex. Well, the water isn't just water. The water is wet, like any other water, but the water Alive and Well is the vortex water. It really rejuvenates the hydrogen and oxygen, if it's such a thing as possible. That's exactly what all the holistic nutritionists have found out, that vortex water has better utilization of oxygen and hydrogen in the cells of your body and every aspect of where water touches in your anatomy. It is alive and well. So if you have a gallon jug or a half gallon jug, or if you have a quart, whatever size container you want, a 5 gallon bottle, bring it in, fill it up with vortex water, taste that difference, and you will, I feel every time I drink the water, I feel an aliveness about that water.
Right. In 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest award you could unbelievable. For the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these two parameters are hugely and positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of vortex water is 7.8, super high. So all of those things are there with you, and the structure, the detoxification, the cell availability, saving energy, all of these different things.
It's all right there.
It's all right there, and you are running in your mountain streams every single day, and you feel like a rushing, running mountain stream every day.
Am I a waterfall?
You are waterfall. Well, as long as you don't fall on me all the time, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but it's okay. So one of the most effective sources of energy in the world, and they're hugely increased. That vortex water makes all the difference in things. And let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area, but we love to share the information that doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Sometimes they were holistically minded doctors, wunderbar, and other times regular doctors, but when they did the clinical trials, they learned about what nutrients could do. In all states, it's wonderful what they've learned about nutrients, and we give you and share that information with you. Well, we're going to start by sharing something that's rather mind-blowing and heart-blowing. But this was on big time news on the television, on all the different stations. It came out because it, big time news just came out again. Not that they haven't said some things like this before, but it's really big stated. And word for word, and it had to do with top officials, including RFK Jr., other top officials in charge.
Making America healthy again. We've been doing that for the last 60 years. Making America healthy again.
Yes, I believe that.
I'm glad that Robert Kennedy.
And yes, and other top officials, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the president and Robert Kennedy and everybody is now on a program to rebuild your health. Rather than just eating stuff, the processed foods, they warn you against eating ultra-processed foods.
And this is what the top officials stated, right? Right.
Get back to what Dennis and Mona were part of for the last 60 years.
They didn't say that.
I know.
But with the top officials that came on the television or reporting in the news didn't include our names, but I think maybe they should.
They didn't mention us.
They never said anything.
They didn't say anything about alive and well?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh,
so
my
that should be a follow-up. I'll tell them.
Well,
the top officials stated, and this is exactly verbatim, word for word, we must declare war on ultra-processed foods.
Hallelujah.
Big food, quote, is poison that we all consume. There are many thousand ingredients that we don't even know what they are. The European countries never do what the U.S. does. And they say these chemicals are the number one cause of obesity and our deadly illnesses. This is a quote. They're all quotes. We are the sickest, fattest country in the world, quote. And that, and they said our health has degenerated in every conceivable manner. Would you read the rest of it, Mr.?
Could I read the rest of it?
Of the quotes on the news.
This is word for word right out of their mouth. FDA must have knowledge and power to stop this deadly atrocity and knowledge of all the ingredients in our food supply. Everything that goes into the body must be known as proven safe. You know, you've heard so many recommendations of a product. It's generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
Generally is kind of a general statement. It doesn't really say much at all, but generally speaking, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
That was what they also said. They said we have to stop using that term generally recognized as safe because they are not safe.
That's right. So they also stated that vaccines can be deadly to our bodies. Now, you've never heard that before.
We quoted again many of the top officials and the specialists.
But vaccines have an aura of safety about them that's promulgated by the drug manufacturer.
That's right.
The vaccines are always safe. Well, the COVID debacle has disproven that whole story.
Right.
So the quote goes on to say, let's build our health, not destroy it. Take back our lives.
That's right. Okay? And, you know, it's interesting that also at this very, you know, Dr. Mercola and Dr. Mercola, MD, doing a examination of all the clinical trials, which is done readily, says here how the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, lets dangerous chemicals into the U.S. food supply.
The FDA lets the chemicals into the food supply.
Right.
Repeat that one more time.
How the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, lets dangerous chemicals into the U.S. food supply. That's the title.
Now, if I may, let me just speak for a moment. You've heard of genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Those are the wonderful new pesticides, herbicides, and poisons they put on, they spray in our food as it's being grown or harvested. GMOs have been bought by a major, what's the name of the company? Oh, my golly. The genetically modified,
Bayer.
Yes. Okay. Bayer, in case of
Bayer.
Yes, yes. B-A-Y-E-R. Right.
The wonderful aspirin company. Okay. They've been bought by Bayer. And there is now a movement within the government to alter the information that's been known for years, what GMOs really do to the human body. And there's a movement within the government to modify the GMO publicity so that it doesn't come out as quite as
toxic,
truthful as it really is.
Right. Okay? And hide the truth, right?
And why are they doing that? Because Bayer, one of the biggest companies in the world, has bought the rights to the GMOs. And in the process, there's many, many government lawsuits against GMOs, but those lawsuits are now going to be watered down. They're going to be ameliorated because GMOs aren't really as bad as it's been said to be.
So they say.
So they say.
Right.
And besides, Kraft would go broke if they had to pay all the lawsuits against them. Okay. So genetically modified organisms are just as poisonous and just as deleterious to your health and your mind as they always were. But it's going to be a massive campaign sponsored by the government, and that the government is going to tell you that, well, generally speaking, GMOs are pretty safe, you know.
And here that Dr. Mercola is reporting, I'm reading word for word, of all the things that are going on, proven. Dr. Mercola, MD, of all the things proven, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, allows U.S. food companies to use nearly 1,000 chemicals banned in Europe, many of which are linked to DNA damage, hormone disruption, and cancer.
But they're generally recognized as safe.
Thanks to the legal loophole called generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, manufacturers are allowed to self-declare additives as safe, with no FDA approval, review, or even disclosure on the label. Unlike the European Union, which requires regulatory approval before any food additives can be used, the U.S. has no legal mandate to reevaluate ingredients once they're on the market. Ultra-processed foods, this is part of the report, make up 73% of the U.S. food supply, designed with chemicals that increase cravings, damage our gut health, disrupt brain signaling, cause overweight. Even after hospitalizations and deaths, says the doctor, linked to these hidden ingredients, the FDA hardly takes any meaningful action, leaving your health in the hands of corporations. And this thing goes on about the grass, about how they're allowed to, they keep on being allowed, and European Union ingredients are required to pass regulatory approval, and all of that, but unlike the European Union, the FDA doesn't do any of that.
So the FDA is going to make a 180-degree turn in mid-sentence and suddenly tell you the truth about chemicals and about flavorings and colorings and preservatives. They're really going to do that? Sure they are.
Yeah.
They said they're going to do that, so that's what they're going to do.
Bull, bull,
yeah,
bull,
of course.
Bull. And they go on for all the mentioning here, as Dr. Mercola is doing the report, of all these synthetic preservatives, and they contribute to and cause diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. They lead to inflammation and destruction. And they go on, these chemicals disrupt the gut bacteria, compromise your gut function. How to avoid a dangerous additive, says the doctor. The sad reality is that these unhealthy foods, ultra-processed foods, are loaded with all dangerous additives that have overly saturated the market. They now make up a whopping 73% of the U.S. food supply.
And when you're watching a commercial on television, if you listen closely, toward the end of the commercial, they go into a litany of negative aspects of what the drug can do. And do you ever listen to the fact that it can cause liver destruction, that it can cause heart problems?
Strokes.
Do you ever acknowledge they're saying those words? Because even the FDA says you got to say them
fast, real fast, in tiny print.
That's right, and sotto voce. Okay, but do you listen to them? Do you pick up on them? Do you acknowledge what they're saying? And do you employ that information when you shop for food? When you put that bite of delicious nothing in your mouth, does it taste really that good from then on? Does it really cause the heart problems? Well, even the FDA, which is in the league with the drug industry and the food coloring and preservative industry, says it is. So maybe you ought to listen to some of those hints the FDA is giving you.
And, you know, he goes on with all the toxic chemicals and reporting here, Mercola, and ingredients are hidden under vague terms like artificial and natural flavors or spices. These umbrella terms can legally include dozens of undisclosed chemicals, which many of which have never been reviewed. Ultra-processed foods like packaged snacks, frozen meals, all of these things are the worst offenders. 73% of the U.S. food supply and contain chemicals designed to increase shelf life, flavor, addiction. Eat organic, says the doctor. Have we said that to you before?
Where do you find the organic? Alive and Well, it's a good place to start. Alive and Well is a good place to finish. Alive and Well is the right attitude toward food and health that you aspire to. At Alive and Well, we give you only the purest of pure foods and vitamins and nutrition.
Exactly. And you know, we've seen, again, we're not doctors. We can't put people on medication or take them off. But we give information. We share about what the doctors have learned, like they're hearing us do now. And one of the things we're hearing and seeing, even in this week alone, three times, you know, people have been diagnosed, and they can be many years younger than we are, and they were, of fatty liver disease and liver degeneration.
Right. Well,
it's kind of a key thing, because the liver is the detoxifier. And the liver, we used to always say years and years ago, deliver the liver. Well, thankfully, Dr. Russell Blaylock writes about the natural solutions, big time doctors, how to heal fatty liver disease, how to heal the liver's problems. And he gives the different supplements. He starts by saying, eliminate all foods containing sugar and hidden sugars in processed foods. Choose organic.
Let me itemize some of those things. Flour.
That's right.
He turns to sugar.
That's right. Okay. Choose organic whole foods and stop using the processed and packaged foods. Eliminate these terrible oils, the cooking oils from the fried foods.
The vegetable oils are primary source of inflammation.
Yes.
And inflammation is fire. And inflammation destroys what? Little things called human cells. And a human cell is invisible. And a human cell has no defense against inflammation any more than you do. If you're caught in an inferno, you burn up with the rest of the debris.
That's right. And he says here, you have to stop with using the omega-6 oils and eliminate MSG and excitotoxin food additives, so-called natural flavoring, hydrolyzed proteins, soy protein extracts or isolates, autolyzed yeast, carrageenan. He says there's so many of them.
And the oils to eliminate are safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, vegetable seed oils as well. They create inflammation.
Inflammation
burns the tiny little microscopic things called cells, which comprise 100% of your anatomy.
Right. And he goes on to say, he goes on to say that there are specific supplements highly recommended and highly proved for fatty liver disease and for all liver problems. And these are the ones that he's talking about. These are the supplements that protect your liver and heal NAFLD, okay? Fatty liver disease. So here it is. He starts by saying that silymarin is an extract made from milk thistle. His silymarin protects liver cells, reduces inflammation, prevents liver scarring, and inhibits liver cancer. He goes on to talk about his, right at the top of the list is curcumin. Curcumin reduces liver inflammation, promotes bile flow, inhibits liver cancer growth and invasion, and inhibits fat accumulation in fat cells, thus reducing fatty liver disease. And curcumin is in Pain Power.
Pain Power is the best curcumin product on the market. There are other curcumin products, and they go into some length about how effective curcumin is. Curcumin is very difficult to absorb, and the amount of curcumin in any product on the market is minuscule. You want a good potency, a good bite, a good source of curcumin every day to help reduce the inflammation, which is what it does. Inflammation, as you may have heard me say ad nauseum, inflammation is the primary source of all disease and all health and all death, because inflammation is fire. And as I've said before, if you're familiar with Maui and lived through the time when Maui had Lahaina Inferno, it destroyed people's houses within 10 minutes. We have testimonial of people who lived there who've given us that testimonial. At any rate, that same inflammation microscopically destroys your brains and your eyes, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your cells, your muscles, whatever it might be. Inflammation is fire and destroys.
And you know what we were quoting here on the show from the European doctors, and it's across, they did a complete analysis of all the studies in Europe, and they said the curcumin is the top of the list for stopping inflammation, for stopping cancer and many diseases, even eye diseases. But they said it's critical to use the bioperine, the black pepper extract, because what they discovered was that that increased the effectiveness of the curcumin by 2,000%.
Yes, and that's what's in Pain Power. The Pain Power formula is primarily curcumin with digestive enzymes, with the piperine, to get it into your cells. Let me read you the supplement facts on the Pain Power label. It's a blend of 1,365 milligrams of natokinase, 20,000 units, and boswellia, and bromelain, and glutamic acid, and rutin, and piperine. That's black
pepper. That's black pepper extract for the highest absorption and the most effectiveness of the curcumin.
And the turmeric, which also contains curcumin in it, but the Alibimol formula has additional curcumin other than just the turmeric. It has curcuminoid protease. It has bioperine. It has papain, another digestive enzyme, and serratio peptidase, all of which are digestive absorptive units, which guarantee the absorption and utilization in putting out the fire, the inflammation.
Right.
It is phenomenal, and it contains the zinc, which is also a major immune booster.
Right, and it's amazing because you think of that because it's so effective against pain in any conceivable. But the European Union did great exposures about how that helped against cancer, against many different diseases, including improved eye health. That was something I didn't even know. In another one here, this doctor is saying the high potency absorption of curcumin reduces liver inflammation, promotes bile flow, and inhibits liver cancer growth and invasion, and inhibits fat accumulation in fat cells, thus reducing fatty liver disease. He goes on to say quercetin, that natural bioflavonoid from the plants, has been shown to be particularly protective of the liver, especially when also used with curcumin, and is a significant inhibitor of liver cancer. I didn't know. And his top player, he calls it the star player, is N-acetylcysteine, plays a critically important role in increasing cellular levels of the powerful antioxidant glutathione. It is a chelator. That means it takes out toxic metals from the body. And you want to talk about N-acetylcysteine?
It's an amino acid. An amino acid which activates your defense mechanism. Let me relate this story. During the COVID fiasco, I was watching television, and the announcer was hyper about we're gonna die because COVID's coming. It's coming. And there's no defense against it. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? But after the break, Dr. Siegel will be here. He'll tell us maybe what we can do. And I said to myself, Dr. Siegel, I've seen him on television a dozen times. He's a drug head. Everything is a drug and another drug and a new drug, a combination of drugs. But I'll listen anyway, see what the heck he says. So the commercial is over, and the guy, the announcer, goes into the same panic mode he was in before, and Siegel interrupts him quite abruptly. And Siegel said, "Listen, cut the crap and listen." He didn't say crap. He said, "Just listen. We are created with an innate immune function.
Yes.
Fortify what you have." "How would I do that? What could I do? Listen. Take quercetin." What's quercetin? It's a decongestant. It's an antiviral. It kills viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus. And things are trying to kill you. And take it with vitamin C and bioflavonoids in the same product. And combine it with zinc and vitamin D3. And your body then...
NAC. He said an NAC.
NAC.
Right at the top of the list, the N-acetylcysteine. Because he was saying, he said, which something I didn't know, I knew about how the NAC eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion. But he made the point that the reason people die from illnesses that attack the lungs and everything, he says, because the breathing cells die. He says NAC prevents the death of the alveoli, and that's the breathing cells in the lungs, and regenerates new alveoli.
And it creates new killer cells.
Right.
Your body creates killer cells to kill all the viruses and all the yeast and all the fungus and all the mold and everything in the world that's trying to kill you. Your body has an innate capability of defending itself by creating, using those nutrients, not drugs, nutrients to create killer cells. And they protect you at every step of the way.
Right. And what I didn't know, though, that really knocked me out because, you know, I had been a life and death asthmatic and allergic as a child, and they said that my lungs and my cells were dying out in my lung. Even when I was a child, they said I wouldn't live past age 22. But when I learned about nutrients, everything changed. But I didn't know this particular action of the NAC preventing the death of the alveoli, the breathing cells in the lungs. And when they have died, he says it regenerates new breathing cells.
Yep.
That's phenomenal. And this doctor here, Dr. Blalock, in reporting about the liver, again, back to that topic, he says omega-3, the purest, he says, omega-3 fish oils have DHA and EPA, and they're extracted. And studies show that these omega-3 oils, DHA and EPA, are depleted from cirrhotic livers that have scar tissue and fatty liver tissue. DHA and EPA has powerful anti-inflammatory effects, reduces the risk of cancer, and vital for the functioning of all cells. So that's fascinating, because is this again what Dr. Siegel says? He says that vitamin D3 is an immune modulator. It reduces inflammation, boosts resistance to infection, and has many other protective functions. You were going to say?
And D3, the DHA, excuse me, DHA is... it's a major anti-inflammatory, along with EPA.
Yes.
EPA is promoted primarily with fish oil products, promotion of those products. But they don't stress the DHA, which is even more efficient at reducing the free radicals and the inflammation and the destruction of different cells and cellular activity. The DHA should be a higher number than the EPA. But get them on a daily basis, because both of them reduce the hardening of the arteries. The hardening of the arteries is due to chronic inflammation, which burns them up. They become ash, and blood can't go through what isn't there. It's been destroyed by inflammation.
And, you know, and Dr. Blalock reporting also about the fatty liver disease and how to cure it and prevent it. He says that magnesium increases liver cell glutathione, reduces inflammation, improves blood flow, and helps prevent gallstones. Interesting. And again, mentioning one of my favorite players, taurine. And that was named after Taurus the bull.
Yeah. You know?
A sulfur-containing amino acid.
That's no bull.
And that's right, no bull. That is essential for liver detoxification. Taurine is also a neuromodulator, nerve modulator, and neurotransmitter for the brain. And many studies have shown it corrects different types of arrhythmias and improves heart function. We've said that many times, and it says it right on it. That's why athletes use it too, because what it says right there plays a major role in stabilizing the heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerves. And berberine, I didn't know this because berberine is great for blood sugar balance, etc. But it shows here that, and again, Dr. Blalock reporting, it's an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, reduces fat accumulation in the liver. Medical studies show patients with NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a highly significant effect of berberine in removing fat from the liver and preventing progression to worse liver diseases in those taking berberine. It also significantly lowered elevated blood sugar, we've known that, and corrected abnormal lipid profiles. And you know, you
can't... It's amazing what giving your body life substances can do in restoring life to every part of your anatomy. Every cell, every enzyme your body produces is life. Drugs don't create life. Drugs reduce undesirable symptoms, but they don't create new cells. Nutrition creates the new cells. Nutrition, the absence of poisons in the flavorings and all the junk in our food supply, allows your body to create new life in every cell in your anatomy.
And you know what's amazing, Dan? What really gets me, it just gets me. And here's the doctor reporting. He says it's essential that you know what drugs cause complete liver toxicity. We've said that. The number one cause of liver failure.
Yeah.
And he says here, drugs that cause liver toxicity, right at the top, he says, is acetaminophen, Tylenol. Right at the top, amoxicillin, he mentions other things. Statin drugs are totally toxic to the liver. We know that. And he says here, acetaminophen, Tylenol, is one of the most common causes of acute liver failure in the United States and United Kingdom. Of the acute liver failure cases attributed to medications, one half are due to acetaminophen, Tylenol. Acetamin accounts for liver transplants most and results in at least 450 deaths annually, and it accounts for 26,000 hospital admissions each year. 26,000.
Got that.
And he goes on, and mortality or morbidity caused by taking medications, often which he says here, with acetaminophen as an ingredient. And symptoms of acetaminophen poisoning can begin within 24 hours of taking it. This can lead to rapid death or the need for a liver transplant.
But it's amazing that there's an aura of acetaminophen as being a safe aspirin.
Yeah.
And where did that ever come from?
Painkiller. They have, and he also goes on to list non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the over-the-counter pain meds you can pick up in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, and so many people that come in with these terrible problems, I say, and how many over-the-counter painkillers do you take?
Yep.
Oh, I take that regularly.
That's
right.
I take
it every day.
That's right.
They've never even been told. It's never even been said. And then they're having all of the liver failure and all these different liver problems and all the crises due to those terrible medications.
And they're never attributed to those medications.
No, never. So I'm thankful for the holistic doctors, very big time, Dr. Blalock reporting about this here. And it's critically important, Dr. McCullough, et cetera. And let's go to some of the wonderful things. You know, it's I've been a long time, and so have you, dear, believer in the B vitamins and what they can do.
Oh.
And again, Joseph McCullough putting it right out there, how B vitamins improve brain health, cognition, psychiatric problems, and mood disorders. Research shows that these B vitamins and deficiency is associated with schizophrenia. Okay? B vitamin deficiencies can produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders, mood disorders, and can play a major role in cognitive decline. That's mental decline and dementia.
They
help to prevent cognitive decline and more serious dementias such as Alzheimer's.
And most doctors will say, if you want to take a vitamin, go ahead, take a vitamin. It's no big deal. Take a vitamin. But what you really need is a new wonder drug of any X, Y, and Z wonder drug. But folks, wonder drugs don't come in whole foods. Wonder drugs don't come in unprocessed oils. Wonder drugs don't come naturally in your life. But nutrients are contained in every bite of food you take, sometimes minimally, sometimes microscopically, sometimes abundantly. But food is a source of nutrition, and nutrition contains the vitamins and the enzymes and the amino acids and all the components that rebuild cellular life. Gravitate toward what rebuilds your cellular life, the nutrition. And get optimum nutritional levels in Alive and Well vitamin products. Use a vitamin product, a multiple vitamin, a healthy one, or for an over 45 person anatomy.
In the high concentration of a high B vitamins, and you know,
and of all nutrients.
That's right, all nutrients.
Again, I've mentioned this several times, but we're warned by holistic physicians not to buy vitamins in a drugstore. Why? Because they're pretty much manufactured by the same people who make all the drugs. They're not the purest of products, and the potencies are minimal. The minimum. All you need, say regular doctors, is the minimum daily requirement. Well, the minimum daily requirement can be applied to your weekly wage as well. Would you like to work for the minimum wage? Would you like to work for the optimal level of money? Would you like to work with a maximal amount of income? Yes, generally speaking, we do. But you don't cheat your body by taking the minimum. Alive and Well formulas are the highest quality products in the world, and they contain the optimal levels above the minimum, above the very minimum you can do to keep breathing and standing. Optimum levels build healthy cells.
And here is the big time proof of what we were just saying. B vitamins are important for psychiatric conditions, says Dr. McCullough reporting. Medical research shows that B vitamins, quote, significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, more so than standard drug treatments. As noted by the journal, medical journal Psychological Medicine, and the lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth. Lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth, based at the university's Division of Psychology and Mental Health, said, quote, looking at all the data from clinical trials of vitamin and mineral supplements for mental diseases, we can see that B vitamins effectively improve outcomes for all patients.
All patients.
That's amazing. And one of the, goes on the doctor's reporting here, also Dr. Firth. Okay. He's saying here, one of the reasons for B vitamins, quote, effect on a wide range of mood disorders and neurological and psychiatric conditions relates to the fact that these vitamins have a direct impact on the methylation cycle and are required for the production and function of nerve transmitters, and the maintenance of myelin, the fatty sheath surrounding your nerve cells. Without this protective coating, says the doctor, nerve signals become slow and sporadic and lead to motor function problems, cognitive losses, and changes in mood. A deficiency of B vitamins leads to depression, cognitive impairment, and dementia, according to the clinical trials on that. Is that something powerful? When do you hear that? Do you hear that?
You don't. Really? What you hear is you got to take this new wonder drug to cure your mental derangement, whatever it might be.
And in this
report, here's something else.
Can you read it?
Yes, in just a second. Here's something else to consider. The B vitamins are, to get a toxic reaction from a B vitamin is almost impossible to do. You can't get an overdose of a B vitamin.
And here's
like
the
you can't
study.
Get an overdose of vitamin C, which helps B vitamins be used more efficiently.
And here's a top medical study. Read that.
Okay. In 2013, a top medical study took research a step further, showing that not only do B vitamins slow brain shrinkage, they specifically slow shrinkage in brain regions known to be most severely impacted by Alzheimer's disease. And when have you ever heard that? Never. Moreover, in these specific areas, the shrinkage is decreased by as much, the shrinkage of the brain is decreased by as much as 700%.
700%?
By a nutrient.
B vitamins.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The previous study, participants taking high doses of B vitamins lowered their blood levels of homocysteine, and brain shrinkage was decreased by as much as, you ready for this?
Yes.
90%.
Oh, my gosh.
With nutrients.
90% less the shrinkage of the brain?
With the B vitamins.
B vitamins.
Oh. It's a travesty what goes on in this world,
it
folks.
Is.
And unfortunately, we've been fed a load of
lies.
Very unfortunate
lies.
Debris, which is supposed to help us, but it does not help in the long term.
No, and he even says here, the doctor says, consider taking a high-quality, ideally food-based supplement with high B vitamins. That's exactly what how we describe the healthy one, from all the food, organic, all kinds of things, high-intensity B vitamins and the other nutrients in that and the other vitamins.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And eliminate, says the doctor, sugar. Eat organic foods. The entire B group vitamin series is produced within your gut if you have healthy gut flora. Eating ideally organic foods provide your microbiome with important fiber beneficial bacteria to optimize your internal B production. And think of super digestozyme, the right type of digestion that we could all profit from. That's amazing, though. That's just incredible.
You've got to digest the food that you eat. If you, when you're young, a six-year-old never has esophageal reflux. 6 years old, they make loads of enzymes with the food during mealtime. But a man of 45, a woman of 45 or 55 years of age has burps and gas and farts and misery and discomfort. Why? Because you're not digesting your food. And the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes aren't produced in the quantities needed to be most efficient. But doctors tell you if you have those symptoms of indigestion, you've got too much acid. Reduce the acid and you won't have those symptoms. Well, then that's true. If you reduce the acid, you don't have those symptoms. But when you reduce the acid to reduce those symptoms, you also get incomplete non-digestion of your food. So whatever you eat is not being utilized healthfully to rebuild the cells in your body and your brains and your eyes and your heart, but you don't have the symptoms anymore of indigestion. By taking a super digestozyme capsule with each meal, you digest your food and don't have those symptoms, because the little esophagus, or the little sphincter valve at the bottom of the esophagus entering the stomach, that little sphincter valve is highly susceptible to hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. And when you make the swallow gesture, you chew your food, you're ready to swallow it, you swallow it, that little sphincter opens up and lets the food into the stomach. In the process, stomach acids and enzymes come in contact with that little muscle, and it squeezes tightly closed again so that the acid can't come up your throat and give you throat cancer. Well, when you have low acid and low enzymes, the little sphincter doesn't close sufficiently. So the acids and enzymes creep up your throat and give you heartburn, give you throat cancer, give you all kinds of indigestion problems, gases and gassy and burpy and farty, and it's a terrible discomfort. By taking the super digestozyme enzymes, say holistic physicians, your body digests your food without the heartburn, without all the negative aspects. You increase your efficiency of digestion. You get 99.9% of all the nutrients you eat by using the super digestozyme enzyme capsules.
Right. And, you know, and what a big report that just came out by a top doctor, a lot of background, this guy, Dr. David Minkoff, MD. And he reports here, carbohydrates, cancer, and Chronic Illness. That's the title of his report, The Hidden Metabolic Link. When people think about the causes of cancer, chronic illness, they usually think of genetics, age, or bad luck. Very few people realize that one of the most dangerous and consistent drivers of disease is something they eat multiple times a day, refined carbohydrates. And that's interesting. I'm just taking a break now because I remember when that big news came out, top doctor did this massive study that there was only one food that cancer cells eat, that they thrive on, that they live on, that they have to take in order to survive, and it was called sugar, and foods that turn to sugar. They made that point over and over, and foods that convert to sugar. Right. They said they were doing this study on cancer cells. They said, but also that's the truth of viruses, bacteria, fungi, you name it. But they were focused
on what are those foods that convert to sugar?
That's right. Right?
The bread, the pasta, the bagels, that's the cereal, right. The grains, the granolas, the muffins, the crackers, the cookies, the chips, the doodahs, the whiz-bangs, the yum-yums, and all the wee-wees of the world all convert to sugar.
Right, and he
sugar,
says that.
And that creates inflammation.
That's what he said. Your refined carbs equals sugar in your bloodstream. When you eat these processed carbohydrates, your body rapidly breaks them down into glucose, says the doctor. This spikes blood sugar and forces the pancreas to release insulin, and your body produces high glucose, high insulin, inflammation, high insulin, he says, equals inflammation and fat storage. Chronic insulin equals chronic disease. Insulin's job, he says, is to move sugar into your cells. But when levels stay elevated, as they do for most Americans, it becomes a constant inflammatory signal. Inflammation is the soil in which disease thrive, just what you've said.
And that's where pain power comes into the game.
Exactly right.
Because pain power puts out the fire, puts out the inflammation most effectively of any product. It reduces pain and all the negative health effects that derive from destruction of your cells by inflammation.
And he says inflammation sets the stage for autoimmune conditions, heart disease, diabetes and pre-diabetes, chronic fatigue, obesity, Alzheimer's. Unbelievable.
Oh.
He says, eat the organic wild-caught salmon and all of the fish, the organic hormone-free poultry, etc., organic eggs, grass-fed, beef in that modulation, and loads and loads and loads of vegetables, okay, nuts and seeds, okay, and organic only, and it's amazing. Grass-fed butter or ghee, that kind of thing. Leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, onions, garlic, leeks, organic peppers, cucumbers, zucchini, and eat only low-sugar fruits, berries, all varieties, a little apple, a little grapefruit, a little lemon or lime. Just the same thing that we've talked about and that we've said for years. Isn't it true?
True, true, true.
True, true, true. And he was even saying you can use vegetables as replacement, and even in pasta. He was talking about zucchini noodles and things like
that. Yeah, yeah.
And those types of things. And he says your action plan should be to remove all of those things. Oh, sorry. Okay, so again, your body is constantly regenerating, okay? And all of the, if you control inflammation and control those carbohydrates, eat correctly and go organic and do the nutrients, all of those things, that's what we try to do. That's what Libron tried. And, you know, and again, we don't want to have to do those things, but we can make those healthier choices. All right.
And use the pain power.
And use the pain power. Okay. And
because it puts out the inflammation.
Yes. And just like they've said here, and more doctors came out. Dr. Ben Carson came out. Our children are developing very bad eating habits. We must give them nutritional foods. We have no, and he is against the vaccines, and he says it's money in their pockets. 70% of children and older people eat highly processed and chemicalized food. Eat the real food. Quote, we are the sickest country in the developed world. Avoid sugar, processed foods, refined carbs, the cause of all chronic disease. Okay, so they're saying the same things. We are all in the right agenda when we care about the health of our family. And Alive and Well cares about your health. We care about you. We love you. We are the Fanatic Organic. You come and you eat at that broth cafe. Fabulous prices, a great environment, amazing choices, all organic. It's incredible.
And
whether
delicious.
You're vegan, vegetarian, whatever, or you want wild fish or organic meats, all of those things are available. And the vegetables are organic. You have the it's unbelievable. It's all right there and incorporated. And we use the Vortex to make all of our tea in the preparation.
Sure.
And anything that you want, because Alive and Well is there for you. You can always call our 877-4950 for any of our services. You want to sit down and talk with us? Great. Set up a time, 877-4950, no charge. But they're there for you. We care about you. We love you. We're there.